Hello and welcome to another episode of the Auto Remarketing Podcast. My name is Joe Overby and I am the Senior Editor of Auto Remarketing. And joining us today is Maya Ivanova, who's Senior Quantitative Researcher at J.D. Power. She's here to talk about a recent column she did in Auto Remarketing, which focused on how loyalty drives repeat brand purchases and trade-ins for CPO vehicles. And Maya, thank you so much for joining us and for writing such a informative piece in Auto Remarketing.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, to look at the column a little bit, I wanted to see, you know, what about CPO ownership makes people who buy CPO cars more loyal than those who buy used cars that aren't certified?
Joe, I think it's a great question. Buying a new car is an exciting experience, but the vehicle loses its value quickly. On another hand, buying a used car could be too stressful for most consumers. It might be less expensive, but it comes with less protection and less guarantee. Certified pre-owned programs, or CPO, offer consumers peace of mind and some really good benefits. If a customer in the market for a great quality used vehicle, then buying CPO would be a safe bet for them. Manufacturer inspection programs and relative affordability have always been the benefit of successful CPO program. Here in J.D. Power, our data shows that customer loyalty associated with the CPO market significantly outperforms those associated with traditional used car offerings. We looked at the data and we found that on average, buyers of mainstream CPO cars traded in more than a third vehicle for the same nameplate. So put another way, CPO buyer brand loyalty is stronger than it is for the typical used vehicle buyer. We conducted a CPO study and found that the current owners of CPO vehicles showed the greater willingness to buy CPO vehicles in the future compared to the current owners of the used or new vehicles.
Well, I found one of the findings that you shared in the story I thought was pretty kind of startling almost and maybe a little telling that, you know, many important demographic sectors do not even know that these CPO programs exist. So what can or maybe should the industry and automakers do to raise more awareness of CPO or even, you know, basic awareness that it exists?
Yeah, Joe, this is a really good observation. And there is clear room to improve awareness of CPO programs and their benefits. And this is especially true in the younger segment of the market. I think dealers today typically planning for the future by analyzing the past. And the past was about the baby boomers. The future belongs to the millennials and Generation Z, and they are really different shoppers. Our data shows that the younger generation like to buy used vehicles, but they also show a tendency toward the security provided by new car warranties. And CPO fills this gap and meets that need. And that makes young group perfect for the CPO used car industry. However, younger generations don't consume advertising in the way that baby boomers do. And probably you don't want to do a traditional media campaign to reach them. You want to do something like more interactive and social. And generally, for all segments of the market, there is not much marketing to promote CPO programs. For dealers, certified vehicle awareness begins with making sure that the sales staff stay up to date on CPO program details so they can share this information with their customers.
You know, we've seen kind of on the sales side to transition from the marketing side to the sales side of CPO. You know, dealers in recent years have just hit record year after record year in annual CPO sales. So do you think that has reached a peak or is coming to a peak, or do you think there's even more room for the certified industry to grow?
Yes, I think there is plenty of room for growth in the foreseeable future. because both supply side and the demand factors are both positive. On the supply side, more cars are coming off leases, and that are going to the secure market. Increases in leasing in recent years hold the key to maintaining a healthy supply of secure vehicles. In 2016, leasing accounted for about 30% of all vehicle transactions, and as these vehicles come to off lease, they create a significant supply of potential CPO vehicles. Since the average lease term is 36 months, the supply CPO supply looks really good for at least for 2019. So that's the supply side. And also, affordability will drive demand. We know that the budget often drives purchase decisions, and we saw that prices and monthly payments for new vehicle loans keep going up, while secure vehicle payments still are far more manageable than the typical new vehicle loan. So the combination of affordability and the availability is likely to keep secure vehicle in the forefront of consumer purchase decisions.
It's interesting that you bring that up, because a lot of times the discussion is, well, you know, CPO is more expensive than a regular used, but you make a good point about the new vehicle affordability, where it's at. You know, you can get essentially, you know, a very similar car with many of the same features and protections at a much lower price with CPO. So I certainly see that as one of the key factors in driving CPO. But one of the findings that you pointed out, you know, of what draws consumers beyond, say, price to CPO is that almost half considered extended warranty to be the most important factor. What were some of the other kind of important factors, you know, outside of the warranty that really resonated with consumers?
Yeah, it was really interesting to do the analysis of this survey results. When customers are aware of the CPO cars, they like everything about them. They like having extended warranty, comprehensive expansion, inspection, and low interest rate financing. So I think as a result of this, dealerships have a huge opportunity in the traditional used market that they sell. When you sell one used car in a time and secure dealers, they can have an opportunity to own a customer for life.
Well, I certainly think there's opportunities abound as you shared. But well, that's gonna do it for today's show. Maya, it's been so good to hear more about the CPO market from you, and thank you for sharing your insights.
Thank you so much for having me too.
For Nick Zulovich, Matt Rice, and our entire auto remarketing crew, I'm Joe Overby, and we'll catch you next time.